Today is Tuesday, January 21st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I had a list of things that I wanted to talk about in my, today, and then I forgot, but, let's see, what to start with. So, I was reading Twitter today, as you do, because I don't know. I think I'm avoiding doing my job recently. I want to find the next killer app, and I want Mark and I to just travel the globe creating our killer app and selling it to people and making money independently. I've always thought that I really wanted the stability of, a corporate lifestyle. But here lately, it's just a bunch of BS. Especially when you get higher up and you're not just a cog in the wheel and because when you're just a cog in the wheel, you're just a QA analyst or you're just a little developer or you're just, whatever, then you're just assigned something to do and you do it and you go on about your business. But when you get higher up, you have to get people on board for things and you have to, do presentations and ROIs and this is why I need to get budget for this and that. And you have to worry about whether you're going to get the resources for your thing to get done. And, I don't know. It's just a bunch of bullshit. So I don't know. Anyway, so I was reading Twitter because, it's the end of the quarter and I need to be doing a million other things. And yet here I am reading Twitter. So, there was a political tweet. I don't even know what it was, but someone responded and said, I don't even know what they said. I mean, just think about, a tweet from Hillary Clinton and it doesn't matter what it says. It's a tweet from Hillary Clinton. And then somebody responds to it and says, fuck you, you're a hag or something. And it has nothing to do. They didn't say that, by the way, but I'm just saying, imagine. And they say something mean that has nothing to do with the tweet at all. It's just some hateful thing. It could even be Trump saying something like, that was not a Trump accent. I can't do a Trump accent. I can't do anyone's accent other than my own. But he's like, oh, this Davos meeting that I'm at right now is huge or whatever, And because he's in Davos right now, I think. And I don't like Trump, but I'm not going to respond to his tweet and go, you're such a fucking asshole, or something like that. I mean, it's not relevant. It's not relevant to his tweet. It's just a mean thing. And I was just reading that and it just strikes me. Why can't we all be nicer? Or at the very least, if you're going to respond to people on social media, why don't you respond and actually comment on whatever they've said instead of just saying some hateful thing? I don't know. Just a thing. Other than that, what's been going on in my life? So I do have a haircut tomorrow because I could not work it in on a weekend. I have two hairstylists that I trust. And, they were not available. I usually book months and months and months in advance. And then we had that bad weather and it didn't even turn out to be that bad, but I thought we were going to have really icy roads. And so I canceled it. It was the day before I was leaving for my California trip. And so I canceled it. And then I could not get in to see either of my hairstylists. So I'm literally taking off of work tomorrow in order to go to drive to St. Louis. So there's that. And I did make a final decision. I think I said this already on the PO position. So I'm going to try it out for a year or until Mark and I determine a killer app that we can write on our own. And, I've contemplated because I'm really not happy with the level of support I'm getting from my management. And how much of a fight it always seems to get the resources that are needed to develop this product and make it successful. You know, I'm considering looking at other jobs within the company and even possibly looking for developer roles where I might have to take a little bit of a backtrack in title or position. So I might have to take a demotion. I would be willing to do that if I could just, you know, get to a point where I'm really doing some solid development. I'm getting assigned things, and then I can always work back up towards leadership, you know. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try this out for a little while until I get really fed up. And then either I'm going to quit and Mark and I are going to come up with the next greatest app, or I'm going to look for like development roles in other organizations within Walmart, you know. But we'll see. So anyway, that's been going on. Other than that, I've been practicing for Newsies. I found out that there are a few really difficult songs in it. So I'm getting a little bit anxious about that. Not really, but I mean, I've got some woodshedding to do on that. And so I'm going to be immediately following recording tonight. I'm going to be spending another 45 minutes to an hour rehearsing and trying to, you know, because I don't want to, you never want to go in and be like horrible. You don't want to be the one person in the orchestra that like the music director is thinking, oh my God, I hope they get their part. And it's a little bit relaxed because it's community theater. So it's not like she's expecting like London Philharmonic or New York Philharmonic or Chicago or something, you know, because I mean, you know, you get what you pay for. But you know, I still want to do a good job. So there's that. And then other than that, I may do another box. I know I haven't talked about my organization since I went to California. I kind of trailed off on doing a box a day. But because I was in California, and then when I got back, I was tired, and then Monday was stressful. I have now gone to the gym for the second day in a row. I only did 10 minutes today, but here's the deal. I think just like doing one box a day and the whole unpacking stuff, I'm making progress. So 10 minutes a day on the elliptical is better than 0 minutes a day on the elliptical, right? And then I can gradually work my way back up to, you know, whatever I want to achieve. But at least I'm getting there. I'm making myself go. I'm, you know, changing into my workout clothes. I'm committing some part at point of time. I actually did 15 minutes yesterday, but I decided to do it during my lunch break today. And I actually did not have 15 minutes because I had a meeting. And so I had to really quickly do my 10 minutes and then change clothes and drive back to work. So, and then I was trying to change in the car because, I mean, I don't want to go in and change in the bathroom. It's just a bunch of work carrying my duffel bag and all that with all my clothes and everything. So I'm trying to change in my little Nissan 370Z. It's very difficult. And my running shoes that I wear when I work out are so hard to get off and on because they're really tight. And then I'm, you know, and it's around 12:45. And so it's around lunchtime. And I thought I went to an area of the parking lot where there wouldn't be a lot of people coming past me. But I'm like pulling my shirt over my head and then I look and there's somebody literally walking, you know, by my car. And I'm getting a phone call. I don't know why I'm getting a phone call right now, but I... So I do that. I'm going to have to pause this. 1 second. All right, sorry about that. Well, actually, I'm going to cut out that entire space, but sorry that I had to interrupt that. I don't remember what I was saying now. Mark called me, and he never calls me, so I had to answer it. But I don't know what I was saying. I should have rewound and, like, saw what I was saying. It doesn't matter. So, packing boxes or, oh, practicing. I don't know what it is. What was I talking about? All right. Well, too bad. I hope it wasn't important. So, I've been practicing for the musical and I may start unpacking some boxes again. And other than that, we're ordering an antenna because we're going to drop our cable company and we're going to use we have to keep them for internet, but we're going to drop the cable package because normally we're watching like Netflix and Hulu and stuff like that. And we got YouTube TV to supplement, you know, the TV channels and the shows we can't get on Hulu and like DVR functionality and stuff like that. So we're using that. But we're ordering an antenna because in the morning we have to, we use our TV as an alarm and we have it set to go to Good Morning America. So we're going to, I've been doing all this research on like what towers are around us and what channels should we be able to get and what's the best antenna to get and all this kind of stuff. So I'm ordering that tonight. And I'm going to start with an indoor one, and hopefully we don't need an outdoor one, because that'll be hard. I mean, running wires, like, I mean, I don't even, this is a rental, so I don't want to be running wires, like, through the attic or something. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.